Graham, Burning of Democratic-Controlled Cities on the Ballot for Suburban Women. By Jeff Poor on November 1, 2020. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said momentum was on the side of President Donald Trump as Tuesday's presidential election approaches. He also laid out the stakes of the election, which included elements of public safety and the possibility some wouldn't accept a Trump victory. "I think we need to hunker down in some of these major cities," he said. "All the liberal media is following me around. Help me, lindseygraham.org. I have got everybody in the country on the liberal side trying to take me out because I'm helping the president. I stood up for Kavanaugh, and I got Amy Barrett through the process. So, they ask me, will Donald Trump transition power peacefully? Here is my question back to the media. Will you accept this time around that he won? I'm more worried about the liberals not accepting Trump winning than Trump not transferring power." "Yes, this is on the ballot for suburban women," Graham added. "Our cities are burning in these Democratic-controlled cities. We have got the cops back in South Carolina. Donald Trump is supporting the men and women in blue with police reform. It's a huge issue for women. But a 33% increase in GDP right before the election shows that Trump knows what he is doing. And if Biden wins, he's going to increase taxes. He's going to kill the economy, and they will lock our country down like Europe. That is definitely on the ballot." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.